This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 10th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. It's not really unexpected, but still a major blow to Boeing's struggling 787 Dreamliner program. The plane maker told investors on Wednesday a revised plan for first flight and initial deliveries moves target dates off by as much as another 6 months. Boeing says the Dreamliner's first flight has been rescheduled again due to slower than expected completion of work coming in from supplier facilities, unanticipated rework, and intentional sandbagging in an attempt to set the deadline far enough out to need no further revision. Boeing Commercial Airplanes President and CEO Scott Carson acknowledged the impact on airlines and hinted concessions may be coming. Quote, "We deeply regret the disruption and disappointment these changes will cause for our customers, and we will work closely with each of them to minimize the impact," unquote. The company now targets approximately 25 deliveries in 2009. More than 500 American Airlines flights were canceled Tuesday and another 1,000 on Wednesday as the carrier began reinspecting its entire 300-plane fleet of MD-80 airliners to ensure proper stowage of wiring bundles inside main gear wheel wells. Reuters reports American thought the problem was behind it, but when FAA inspectors returned to the carrier's Tulsa, Oklahoma maintenance center, they found several planes still out of compliance with the 2006 airworthiness directive. The airline elaborated in an official statement, quote, "Specifically, some areas of concern included the spacing of the ties on the wiring bundle and the direction in which the retention clips and lacing cords were facing," unquote. It's not clear when all the inspections will finally be complete. Airbus now forecasts new airliner orders will fall to 750 planes in 2008, the lowest in 4 years, because of rising fuel and credit costs. Bloomberg attributes the prediction to Chief Operating Officer John Leahy, who says orders will probably drop from a record 1,341 set last year. Jet fuel costs represent an average of 28% of airline operating expenses, and they rose 16% just in the past quarter. Eads, the owner of Airbus, last month reported its first annual loss in 5 years on cost overruns for military transport planes and the 525-seat A380 Super Jumbo airliner. On Wednesday, officials of Embraer formally introduced the new Embraer MSJ and MLJ executive jet programs, which were recently approved by the company's board of directors. The midsize MSJ has a 3,000 nautical mile range, while the midlight MLJ with a 2,300 nautical mile range will be positioned between the Legacy 600 and the Phenom 300 in the company's executive jet lineup. The company says an estimated $750 million U.S. will be invested in research and development for the new models, expected to enter service in the second half of 2012 for the MSJ and the second half of 2013 for the MLJ. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing where we'll tell you more about these stories. NBAA announces a new annual small aircraft exhibition. Cessna's Caravan line gets the Garmin G1000. And Liberty Aerospace debuts the XL2 Vanguard Edition. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell talks at length with Mike Slingluff, president of the Florida Aviation Trades Association, about the Florida use tax as it applies to aircraft visiting from out of state. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.